My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Going to play Real or Fake again here in a few minutes. Get a caller on the line for that. Did you say you had a caller, Paulie? We don't know if they're calling.
We can just see what they want.
It's Friday.
All right. Good,
is this Mike? Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I was going to play call or fake, but while I got you, I just wanted to wish Paulie a happy birthday and tell him to have a good time at Chuck E. Cheese today.
Chuck E. Cheese!
Now, Mike, we're going to Dave and Buster's.
That begs the question of best birthday restaurants to go to. Chuck E. Cheese was up there when you were a kid. The Chuck E. Cheese birthday party was elite. We had in Texas a place called Showbiz Pizza that was a little bit different than Chuck E. Cheese, but kind of the same.
We had a family fun center.
Family fun centers are kick ass for a birthday party.
I think we only went to Chuck E. Cheese like once, maybe when I was like six.
My kids,
it was far away from where I live.
My kids really like the trampoline places, which are great, except you're guaranteed to get malaria the minute you leave there. It's think about 7,000 kids all scratching, you know, themselves and then jumping into the foam balls and then they're climbing around, jumping around trampolines.
It smells like dirty socks.
You walk in, you're like, oh my God, man. There's not enough sanitizer in the world. And the minute, the minute you walk out, the next morning, while Hannah's gone in a couple weeks, Bo has a birthday party. One of his good buddies is having it there. And I go, I told Hannah, I'm going to make one of the other dads go because I can't get malaria or whatever.
McDonald's play place.
Dysentery that I'm going to get from those places. So, but no, it's, yeah, happy birthday to Paulie. No Chuck E. Cheese. You guys are doing a nice dinner tonight or tomorrow?
Dinner's tonight. And then I don't know what we're doing for dinner tomorrow night. We're doing a little staycation tomorrow night, so just kind of broke it up for Saturday. Yeah.
Very nice. So last night there was an NFL football game. I don't know how many people really care about it. It's just kind of the thing that we run up against every single year being in San Diego. Do people want to hear NFL talk? I don't know.
There was a lot of people loving our interview with Amy Trask yesterday.
That's different, though, because it's Amy Trask. It's Amy Trask.
I watched a little bit. Watched a little bit of the first half. I thought there was a Padres game last night. It was like 5:30, and I'm like, oh, NFL just started, got an hour until first pitch. Never mind.
Yeah, no Padres game last night. So Dolphins ended up getting their clocks cleaned pretty good. 31-10. The Buffalo Bills, who moved to 2-0. Tua Tagovailoa took one last night. He was running, and in a weird turn of events. Damn it, Paul.
God. He got hurt.
He got really hurt. Concussed. Had to come out of the game. It doesn't look. It didn't look good. It was DeMar Hamlin, by the way, that he ran into, which is just the craziest thing. I just don't know. I don't know how in depth you guys want to get. I didn't watch a ton of it. Like I said, I could only watch it in bits and pieces. But Miami's defense did not play well again. Now, tell me,
there's two different storylines here. You can talk about the actual game and the Bills blocking scheme,
right.
Or the bigger picture. I think is definitely Tua.
Tua
and. I
he's had a bunch, man. He's had a bunch of concussions.
I hope his career ends soon.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the most positive way. I know that doesn't sound positive, but like, I hope he doesn't just keep trying to like run it back out there and he's going to get hurt. He's already been hurt.
He's been hurt
several times, concussed. And I hope if he needs to step away, and I don't know that he does, but. I didn't play football.
Bro, he when he got hit. And
but it's scary, man. It's really scary to watch.
His arm went up and, like, balled into a fist. I saw people. Look, Twitter is full of doctors and wannabe doctors. And everyone said, oh, that's the. His arm got, like, contorted. And he held it up. And that is a sign of, brain trauma. And so it's very tough to watch. I mean, and the fact that it was DeMar Hamlin that he ran into, there was no dirty play,
nope.
Anything. Like,
just football.
Just football and clean play on both sides. And I
remember when DeMar Hamlin's injury happened. Yeah. Was that January of this year? It was like right at the beginning of the year, like their last regular season game or something. And. I mean, I thought I watched a man die.
Yeah, we all did.
We all did, and then it just became after that, and it's a miracle that he lived. But after that, in the wake of that injury, you go, are we just like waiting to watch an NFL player die before
on the field?
I don't know what changes you're going to even make.
That's the thing, is this is a violent, violent sport. Tua during the 2022 season, he missed 5 games, including a playoff. Game due to concussions. He was stretchered off the field against Cincinnati. He missed 2 weeks after that. Then on Christmas, he was concussed against Green Bay, lost for the remainder of the season. In the 2023 campaign, he had a really, really nice season, wanted to avoid head injuries and things like that. And here we are in game two, took one of the nastiest shots and really was not a great reaction from Tua on the field last night, and he was done for the game. Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, said, look, I'm worried about the human being right now, not the quarterback, and as soon as we get the appropriate information, it's day-to-day health. So, yeah, man, it's a tough sport. It's violent. The older I get, kind of the less I can stomach it a lot, honestly, and, it is what it is, man. There's a lot of people that love the game. I still like football a lot, but stuff like that when it happens, yeah, of course. We just want everything to go smoothly. We don't want to see anybody hurt. We don't want to see anybody do weird things with their body after taking a hit to the head. So it was a really, really tough thing to watch last night. But, for business purposes, 31-10 Bills over the Dolphins last night.
It's weird to transition into, like, the actual game.
Or the actual game?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the Bills look... hope Tua is okay. Bills look great.
Somebody said... It was actually Antonio Brown. It's just... He's such a trip on Twitter. And look, he calls... What does he call his Twitter account? Like, CTESPN?
Oh, CTESPN.
So, he tweeted last night, in a serious manner... Like, I think Tua needs to be done with football. Concussions are no joke. And that's a few that we know about. I think they did a story, too, recently that I saw with Brett Favre. We all know about Brett Favre's history. But on the field, they said...
Dirtbag.
Brett Favre said he's like, I bet you I had 1,000 concussions since I started playing high school football. Like, it just cannot be good, man. It just cannot be good. So I don't know what the answer is. I know that the NFL is a juggernaut and probably nothing's going to change. But pretty tough to watch last night. So we did this yesterday. Are we doing the same exact thing we did yesterday, Paulie?
Yeah, we're going to do real or fake.
But I'm playing.
You're going to play for our listener. Let's get to our game.
All right.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods. You can go plow through another donut. It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right. Let's just, since Mike did call in to wish me a happy birthday at Chuck E. Cheese, Should we just go with Mike today?
Yeah, but what will the people win today?
I'm going to tell them.
Okay.
Mike, still with us?
Oh, I got it.
Yep. Still here, guys.
Awesome. All right. Woodsy's going to tell you what you could qualify for should you win.
Is it the same one as Take on Woods?
Yes.
Okay, great. All you have to do, Mike, so Paulie's going to give I'm playing for you, right? And you're going to actually be my lifeline on this one, all right? And if we do qualify you, you could win a two-night stay at the Wynn or Encore at Las Vegas, two tickets to see Awakening. Awakening is the thrilling spectacle at Wynn Las Vegas, and on we go. It's a mythic adventure, unfold sediments amid the most technologically immersive theater ever designed. Tickets on sale now at awakening.com. So you can qualify for that. Thank you. I skipped about half that.
Well done.
Because of that wine that got me last night. All right, Mike, so here we go. Is it the same exact bit?
We are going to do the exact same bit. You did so good yesterday. I'm in a good mood. It's birthday week, and we're going to get Mike qualified. No problem, because Woodsy will absolutely nail this, just like he did yesterday. We're going to go real or fake. Ben and Woods interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Been interviewed on our show. Now, maybe it was when you and me were hosting and Ben was out. Maybe it was me and Ben and you were out. But you got to know our show.
Yeah.
So this will be easy.
But I'm not great with memory and things like that. But I did do well yesterday. It doesn't mean I'll do well today.
I sent this list over to Ben. He got three wrong.
He did?
Yes.
This is today's?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So we'll start with number one. Easy one. Bruce Bochy.
I want to say real, but I don't think I was here. I'm going to say real. Mike, do you remember us interviewing Bruce Bochy?
I don't, but boy, I would bet that you probably have.
That's what I think. I'm going to say real.
No! We've never had Boch on the show. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Never had Boch on the show. All right. MLB Insider. We have a lot of MLB Insiders on our show over the years. MLB Insider Tom Verducci.
They all run together. Verducci is passing is Rosenthal. Tom Verducci, I'm going to say real.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, Woodsy, you're right. Killing me.
No, I know. I'm hungover. We'll get it. We'll get it.
We got to get back on track here.
We'll get it.
All right. USC alum Reggie Bush.
Fake. I would never.
Come on! Wow. Yeah, we actually had Reggie Bush on our show.
All right, we need to get hot
maybe twice,
here.
But definitely once. He was promoting. He had a golf tournament in town.
Really?
San Diego.
Old Station?
Kid. Yeah, I think I was the Old Station.
Old Station.
But that counts.
It does.
Ben Wood Show.
Ben Wood Show. Oh, God. All right, we got to get hot here.
All right, we need all four.
All right,
these last
go.
Ones.
We got it.
All right. NBA Insider Shams Charania.
We absolutely have interviewed Shams before.
We love it. Ah! 0-4. Mike, I'm so sorry that Woodsy doesn't know anybody that we've ever had on our show.
Oh my God.
Thanks for
you know what?
Calling.
Those are four people we should have interviewed, Pauly. Three of them. We should have interviewed them. So you need to get on that. I would love to talk to Shams. Who are the other ones that we just mentioned? Shams, Bochy.
Bochy, Verducci.
And Verducci.
Reggie and Shams. Do you want to keep going?
Yeah, keep
just
going.
For
S's and giggles.
Sean McVay.
Yes.
Jesus.
We were the Rams station across the street. We never had him on?
No. We had Wade Phillips was our guy.
Oh, he was great.
Fortnite. We had, you know who was our, we actually had him on a few times. We had their kicker, I think, Johnny Hecker.
Johnny
we
Hecker,
had Aqib Talib called in like three or four times.
He was pretty good,
which
too.
Was kind of weird.
Very weird.
To talk to like a player.
But yeah.
Yeah, never had Sean McVay. So you are 0-5. You know this comedian, Andrew Santino from Dave.
The redheaded guy.
Yeah.
Never.
Had him in studio. Met him face to face. I have a picture of you with him
here. I was not here. I was not here. I've never met that guy.
Okay.
Dude. Never.
And then finally.
Are you sure I was here that day?
I have a picture of you with him. Wow. 0-6. Unreal or fake. Finally, the last one, Philip Rivers.
Real.
0-7. I don't know why you did so much better yesterday. 0-7.
0-7.
Never had Philip Rivers on.
That was in the chamber right there. Yep. That is. Well, sorry about that, Mike. I mean, You couldn't have done worse, real or fake, ever. I got no hit.
Bruce Bochy. Did not have... Yeah, you got every single one wrong. Bruce Bochy, Tom Verducci. You thought we were real. Nope. The Verducci one was... That was tough.
I can vividly remember talking to all of those people.
Except for the ones that we didn't. It was all of them.
Holy cow, man. Holy cow. Anyway, coming up next, we will do Don't... And do this. And I'm telling you, man, this is honestly one of the wilder stories I have ever come across in all of my time. Not covering sports, just liking sports. I can't believe this story. And I need more info.
I need quotes from his teammates.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
what man, the hell
I cannot
happened?
Believe this. A catcher was cut by the Minnesota Twins yesterday for the wildest reason ever, and we will tell you why. Coming up next, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever.
Of.
And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more...
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Oh, yeah. Two stories that make you shake your head and something positive here on Ben and Woods this morning. Paulie, I gotta say, man, I've been teasing it all morning. This is one of the wildest stories I've ever seen in my whole life. I don't really get it. The Minnesota Twins have released minor league catcher Derek Bender after he was telling opposing hitters what pitches were coming to the plate during at-bats in a game last week that eliminated his team from playoff contention. So he's behind the dish. He was a 6th-round draft pick. He just got drafted in July. playing for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. That's the Twins' single-A team. The second game of a doubleheader, he told multiple hitters for the Lakeland Flying Tigers, which is a Detroit farm team, exactly what pitches that were being thrown by starter Ross Dunn. Lakeland scored four runs in the second inning. They won the game 6-0 to clinch the Florida State League. The coaches, his coach, were notified by the opposing team's coaches.
Who was getting the benefit.
And the players were coming back to the dugout going...
That's how you know this is bad.
100%.
When one team is getting information and they go, this is so dirty, we're going to tell the other team, hey man, come check out your boy here.
I have... The only explanation I saw for it was that he... I guess he... He's declined, like the ESPN article says he's declined comment.
Yeah, I bet.
But the one explanation I saw for it was he was ready for the season to be over.
Yeah.
And here you go, you got Ross Dunn, his teammate, out there trying his ass off, you know, to pitch his team into the playoffs. And his own catcher is going, hey, fastball, middle in, fastball away, slider away.
He's doing Crash Davis.
He's doing Crash Davis, but it wasn't to teach him. Right. It wasn't to teach him a lesson.
God, the sucker teed off in that like he knew I was going to throw a fastball.
He did know.
How?
I told him.
You can't, like, there's people on Twitter. There's people in Twitter on Twitter, like, trying to justify. This guy says, well, teams don't take minor league teams' results seriously. Why should players? Are you effing kidding, dude?
That's
Have you ever
terrible.
Been part of a team?
That's so stupid.
Ever? Players don't get paid more for playoffs, as I understand. Could be wrong. But if they don't get paid more, why would you work an extra week away from home for no extra money? Are you kidding me? Do you know what it means to be a teammate? You do not throw your teammate under the bus, slider. I mean, here Crash Davis teaching Nuke LaLoosh a lesson. Fine. But that's not what this was. The guy wanted the season to be over, so he just wanted the game to end.
That's
I've never heard anything like
that. Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. They cut him. He's out. I would like to sit down. Now, again, you know how I'm wired. I put myself in his shoes. Or, like, tried to say, what if I'm his dad? To call him and go, what were you thinking? Like, what right. What happened? Like, are you okay? Because, honestly, if
Can
I heard that...
Just say, I don't want to play.
Just say, I don't
walk
play
away.
Anymore. Yeah, walk away.
That's better.
It's better than doing that. It's just the weirdest
story.
If he
story. Is no-call, no-show...
No-call, no-show.
That bit. Would be better, because at least you're not... Bringing down your teammates.
I like just that. Don't get it. I don't get it. So they caught him. I mean, again, $300,000 I think was his what they invested in him, and guy's out of a job. And I mean, who picks him up? Who picks him up? So just wild, man. Just wild.
So kind of fitting. We just talked about the NFL in our last segment, and you know, scary moment for Tua yesterday with another injury. And there's been some more injury discussions throughout the week, and I don't think we've talked about it, but last Thursday night was the NFL kickoff, Ravens at Chiefs, mm-hmm. and Baltimore linebacker Kyle Van Noy, he got hurt mm-hmm. in the game, and this week he has been criticizing the Chiefs medical team for how he was treated. And now it's turned into the NFLPA, the Players Association versus the league, and everyone's bashing each other on how this all happened. So if you don't remember or missed it entirely, Kyle Van Noy suffered, it says, a fractured orbital bone in the third quarter, an eye injury. And it took him an entire quarter for him to see the Chiefs ophthalmologist on site.
Why?
He was just sitting there, like, in pain.
Like, just...
Yeah. It took, I mean, a full quarter. It's 15 minutes of game time, but that could be, like, 45 minutes of real time. And so he said, that's unacceptable. That is unacceptable.
It's true.
For a visiting player, or any player. But, you know, you think something sounds fishy here when it's a visiting player who's hurt, and the team, the host team is responsible for providing... Doctors on site.
Yeah, it goes beyond, you know, that we're not
if
talking...
If they were in Baltimore and a Chiefs player got hurt, it would be on Baltimore to provide an ophthalmologist.
We're not talking gamesmanship and you know, like, that needs to be addressed ASAP. Have they responded at all?
So the NFLPA said, you know, medical attention should be provided as quickly as possible. That is in the collective bargaining agreement, and it's also just... human nature, like common sense. And he said, the NFLPA said, I think this was an unfortunate situation where that did not occur. Thank God for Kyle's situation that it wasn't worse, but here we are with the first game of the season. We got many more games to play.
Yeah.
We just can't have that.
No, you don't want that reputation either.
And then the NFL, their spokesman said, it's disappointing the NFLPA would publicly or publicize unsupported conclusions without attempting to understand the facts. We have reviewed the case with the Chiefs and the Ravens medical staffs and are comfortable he received appropriate care. So it's turning into finger pointing.
Little he said. What did we say we were going to do for this? Because I have forgotten already.
Our boy.
Oh, how about this? How about this kid?
Samfire, push, Gwingus, go get it. Quinn, draw, boss, Lantasilio, go, go, go.
So, we,
it was right at the end of our show.
Right at the end of the show yesterday, we were walking back to do the round table. And Paulie was going to the production studio. He goes, oh my God. And I go, what? He goes, look at this. And he hands me the phone. Do you have the audio?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
MLB post.
It's been amazing, you know. I watch this team at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, and it means the absolute world to actually see them in real life. You see these players, see the ballpark in real life, it's amazing. I've met so many other fans, spoken to many other fans, all different backgrounds, and I've just fallen in love with the team and the city and everything about it. Players, it's amazing. I love it. I love it in San Diego.
So that's our beloved Welsh Fryer, who was, the tweet came, Paulie, from
MLB Europe.
Yes, she had picked up the story of Welsh Fryer and tweeted it out with all the pictures of, well, almost everybody that he got to meet whilst he was in San Diego.
Manny Machado.
Manny.
Jackson Merrill.
Jackson. Eric Grubner.
Bunch of Tier 1s.
Bunch of Tier 1s.
Sam Levitt. Anybody else?
I think they got everybody.
They got all the important people.
I'm looking at it going, well, surely there'll be the picture of us in there. No, that's all right. Listen, we don't want credit. We don't deserve credit. We didn't introduce everyone to Welsh Fryer.
No. That must have been another show.
Mm. Congratulations, Welsh. Oh, yeah. Gozenator was in there. Hell yeah. Congratulations, everyone, for your credit. For your credit for our beloved Welsh Fryer.
Let's don't do this for Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, well, listen, I'm heading out to Oracle Park tonight. Very, very excited to get the show on the road out there in San Francisco. Again, I called for it earlier. 833-288-0973 if you want to talk some Padres baseball.
We got
baseball.
A nice big block of time coming up here.
Let's kick back. Let's talk some Padres baseball. I'm going to eat the rest of my breakfast burrito. We'll be right back. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Well, it should be a good one tonight at Oracle. That's what I'm hoping for, guys. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Padres back in action tonight. Going to have Dylan Cease against Logan Webb. Cease last Saturday against San Francisco, 6 innings, 4 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, and 4 Ks. And Webb, 6 innings, 10 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, and 3 Ks. So, the Padres are going to get first ups tonight against Logan Webb. We've got some guys that hit Logan Webb really, really well.
Yep.
And he's at home, though, he can be particularly dominant.
He can be dirty on any given night.
That's true. And we play we can play really well on the road. The collective we, the San Diego Padres. I will not be getting any ABs in San Francisco tonight, to my knowledge. I can ask the skipper, Mike Schilt, at 9 o'clock.
What's up, my dude? How you doing?
We're good, Mike. Did he go last night in San Francisco, Chipotle? You think?
No.
No. I'm going to ask.
I bet he's a chowder and bread bowl
There's
guy.
There's no effing chance.
He's a bread bowl guy.
Paulie.
Are you kidding me?
Come on. He wouldn't eat chowder with fish in it if he had a gun to his head. He remember when we went
when in San Francisco?
No way. He's not the when in Rome guy. When he is in Rome, literal Rome, he will eat Chipotle. Literal Rome. Like Italy. He won't do it. We went to
I'll take the bread bowl, but just put some regular soup in there then, not clam chowder.
What kind of I don't know that they offer, like,
I don't know,
like broth or anything.
You know what I mean? You see him down there on the wharf with a bread bowl? I absolutely can see
y'all
that.
Y'all got any beef broth in there? So, I mean, I just don't see it, dude. I don't see it at all. I think that because we went to P.F. Chang's with him, and it was one of the more incredible experiences of our lives. We're sitting there with the new skipper, and I order beef and broccoli. Polly orders crispy honey shrimp. Ben orders Kung Pao chicken. And then we get around to Shilty, and he's like, what kind of sauce is this? She's like, brown sauce. And he's like, huh. Is there like garlic?
Is that
like,
spicy?
Is it spicy?
Is there garlic in it?
Not really. I can make it spicy.
What about this sauce?
How about this sauce on that? And it was basically, I mean, look, and I eat like a toddler. I'm chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. So I get it. But it was like the most, when they brought it out, I was like, bro, that is bone dry, like just plain chicken and broccoli. So I don't see him down on the wharf, Pauly, sucking down clam chowder. I just don't.
I'll find out.
I'm going to ask him.
I'm dying to know now.
He's a barbecue guy. Yeah, he's a huge, huge barbecue guy. Huge. But I don't know how good the barbecue is in San Francisco either. A lot of people have been in the chat asking me, are you going to get the lumpia at Oracle Park?
That's a ballpark.
That's their like it's one of their specialties, and I don't remember if I like lumpia or not.
I think you do.
Do
I? Delicious.
What is it? It's the little crisp rolls.
Yeah.
And what's in it?
Let me look up.
Now I don't like egg rolls.
It's thinner than.
It's thinner. It is thinner.
A lumpia, various types of spring rolls from China, Indonesia, and the Philippines. Lumpia are made of thin paper-like or crepe-like pastry.
Oh yes. Okay, I think I like that. And there's a red sauce you dip it in.
Oh yeah.
I just don't have it a lot. I've had it like maybe once or twice.
Chili sauce.
I think.
Oh, it's so good.
Somebody brought it. I think maybe Charisma brought it to a tailgate one time.
Yeah.
And I.
Charisma's brought them. I think to like. Ben and Woods events.
But I was not, I had had a lot of drinks and I didn't want lumpia then. So maybe I'll try it at the ballpark. Is it good? So everyone's saying at Oracle, it's like really, really, really
I've only
good.
Been to Oracle once. It was a long time ago. I don't know. Definitely didn't have it there at the ballpark, but I'm sure it's good.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure it's good.
I'll try it. Jason said to get over ourselves. I don't know what that means. I'm just asking you if I'm asking if I like lumpia. I can't remember. I haven't had it in a long time.
It's delicious.
I think I've had one bite of it in my whole life.
Now I want some lumpia.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get it. So everyone's also saying crab garlic fries. I'm not doing garlic fries because it's going to be with me for the whole weekend. The whole weekend. That whole park smells like garlic, I heard, because that's their other specialty.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right, I'm going to try some lumpia tonight. I'm going to get wild at Oracle tonight and hopefully watch Dylan Cease throw a gem. Let's check traffic. We'll get out to the phones here in a minute and have some fun on a Friday. All right, Jocelyn said that she's mad at us that she brought some in, I think. I don't remember. Did you
not? She brought it. I think she brought some to the extravaganza.
Okay, well, I didn't eat any there, but I don't remember anything, Jocelyn, ever. You know that. You just heard real or fake. I was 0 for 7.
0 for 7.
On people we've actually
spoken to or met in person.
Or haven't spoken to. So, yeah, she did. She fried it up at 4 a.m. She brought it in. Thank you for that. I did not have any that day. All I did on the Christmas and holiday extravaganza, Jocelyn, was eat 14 VG's donuts. So I was not in the mood for egg rolls that early that morning. But thank you for doing that. It was appreciated. And I think everybody crushed it there. Let's go out to the phones, Paul. Talk some Padres baseball. Who's on the line?
Let's go to Joe. Joe's calling in. What's up, Joe?
Hey, thanks for having me on. How's everybody doing?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
Doing well. I'm on my way to work.
Are you nervous?
No.
Oh, good. Okay. Now we're talking. I love the confidence, man.
Got to be. So I have like a two-part question. Mm-hmm. The first part is, I feel like the Padres are pretty much just playing 500 ball as of late.
Yep.
The Diamondbacks are slumping and the Mets are on fire.
Yeah.
I know the Mets have like 7 games coming up with the Phillies, so maybe that'll bring them back down to earth. I wanted to hear, and I know the Braves are slightly behind there, but I just wanted to hear what your predictions were on the 4, 5, and 6 seeds, that who will end up where. And then the second part of it is, because I think we will make the playoffs, I don't really see any of our starting pitchers that are like showing that they like deserve the ball in game one, basically.
Yeah.
I think Michael King gave up 3 in his last start. Dylan Cease gave up 4. Musgrove gave up six, and obviously those are all just one starts, but I don't see anyone down the stretch like Snell last year or Darvish the year before, where it's like, that's our clear game one starter.
That's our guy. Yeah, it's a great, great question. We talked about it a little bit on the roundtable yesterday, and everyone, I think Craig and I were in agreement that Michael King, for both of us. Now, again, you have to remember, Joe, so I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how it's going to come down. But as I look at it right now, not just me, a lot of people are saying, based on the schedules of the two teams, it's basically the Diamondbacks and Padres, everyone thinks you're going to be in, and some one or two. So they're, you know, flip-flop those,
right,
whatever.
Now we are half a game behind Arizona. If the playoffs started today,
yep,
Arizona would host San Diego Padres,
yep,
in the wild card round, and then it would be the Mets taking on, who's it, the Brewers?
Yep. So at that point, so we take on the Giants. Diamondbacks are playing Milwaukee at home in Arizona. The Mets are at Philly. Okay, so the Mets are at Philly. Philly is playing a little bit better right now. They had a little bit of a down run there, but they're playing better. They've won 3 in a row, 8-2 in their last 10. I'd say, you know, they've kind of righted the ship. The Braves are playing the Dodgers, and that's the one that not just me, but I think most pundits are saying, man, with the injury to Ronaldo Lopez, with the injury to Austin Riley, with all the injuries that are adding up, they're just kind of running out of time, and their schedule is pretty nasty. So my prediction today, just if you ask me, I'm going to tell you, I think it stands. I think it ends up, I actually think it ends up just like it is right now.
I think San Diego jumps Arizona.
San Diego jumps Arizona. Very, very possible. Very possible. And remember, the last, you know, three games of the season are going to be against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
It's coming down
Could come down to the wire, which will be really exciting. Now, the second part of your question is, and I know where you're coming from here, because we did kick this around yesterday. Who, in your eyes, has earned the right to be the number one starter? It's such a hard question to answer today, because I don't know.
Do you have to qualify it like?
Well, 15 games left, so 5 starters. Everyone has 3 more starts.
Right.
Okay? Today is Cease. Tomorrow is Musgrove. And you go, I think Perez is
on Sunday.
Martin Perez is going on Sunday. And then it flips back over. Darvish. So if you played it out today, I think Craig figured it out. I think he said yesterday it would be King would be the odd man out. Right? He'd be fourth in the rotation.
If they stayed with how it goes now.
Now, there's off days coming up, too.
Hey, there's off days, and then you got to factor in, is that last weekend in Arizona going to be impactful?
How important is it?
So then you might have to rejigger for that.
So now you ask, like, all right, if all things being equal,
yeah,
we finish the season today, and everyone is, it's not possible. No one's going to be,
right.
No one's going to be.
But dream scenario, rest. Everybody's rested.
And it's on rotation.
And you get to choose your 3 guys for a potential 3-game series.
I think I said Musgrove. No, I'm sorry. I think I said King, Cease, Musgrove. And I think Craig said the same thing.
Darvish gets left off.
Darvish in the first round. Based on... not enough innings. He'll have 3 more starts. You know, I just don't know. Like, and Elo said, let's go Darvish, Musgrove, Cease, King to the bullpen. And we talked about this because the way that it's always been done, always, seemingly in baseball, is no, I'm going with the guy I can trust, right? The Yu Darvish that's been there. Michael King has been really nowhere near, you know, starting a game one of a playoff. He has, in my opinion, he has the nastiest stuff currently as it stands on the staff. I know that the inning got away from him the other day, but remember, he got himself in trouble, and then he got his ground ball that he needed, and Crony dropped it. And so, again, he did not have the ability to put his head down and get through it. Gave up a couple hits after that. The run scored. That being said, man, I'm pretty confident. And maybe I'm foolish, but I look at Cease, Darvish, Musgrove. We talked about yesterday. Take the 6 minutes out of Joe Musgrove's start, which, you know, I guess you can't do. But take that weird 6-minute where 7 guys in a row got a hit. He's been phenomenal.
That's who I give the ball to game one.
So that's Joe. The thing is, like, do you want?
It's not a well, he's from here, or well, he threw that no hitter 3 years ago. You know,
no,
guys earned it. He's a dog.
100%, which is why I kind of want him.
He's got experience.
It's why I want him at the bat. I don't want Cease in game
three. I want Joe game one because you want game one so badly.
Well,
having to only win one of your last two is so much different than being in the hole 0-1 and having to win back-to-back games on the road.
Bro, but it's so different. It's like, if I got three to play with, look, I'm not, if we lose game one, we're not out of it, right? Don't you want that experience? Do you want the Dylan Cease experience in a game three? I don't think you do. I almost think I go
Joe, Cease, then in game two.
Then who's three? Darvish?
And then I save King for game three.
Maybe. But I know these guys have been shaky right now a little bit. I know there's been some things that you can point to. Who do you trust the most right now as it stands? And again, you know, has Michael King, in my opinion, has earned the right to have one of those first couple games, I think. So, I don't know, man. It's a great question.
I mean, Darvish has the most experience of anybody.
100%, which is why they'll probably go with him in a game one. you know?
He's slowly ramping up.
Yep.
And I was more than okay with what he gave us in his last start. So you got to remember, he's gonna have three more starts between now and then.
Well,
it's going to be really important to see how he looks in those three starts. If Darvish is fully ready to go, I don't know how he doesn't get a start. But then it's like, are you going to not pitch Cease? Because you traded for him specifically for that,
yep,
a playoff start. So I don't know that you can sit him either. But for me, getting that first game, especially if you're on the road, I think is so important.
Well, yeah, they're all going to be on the road. So, well, yeah, if you play on the road, you mean.
Yeah. If San Diego finishes in the 5 seed,
yep,
I think I'm most confident in Joe and how dominant he has been, save for 5 minutes,
yep,
or whatever in his last start. And again, we'll see what happens for everybody in their next 3 starts. Starts today, I'm giving Joe the ball.
We all know how baseball works. You've had, you know, and Schilt could speak to this at some point, probably not today. It's probably not the right time to ask him. But at some point, you know, they would go, Adam Wainwright's our game one starter, you know, after a good year, but it was just a guy that they could trust. Let's be honest, too. I think you do make those decisions.
How much does playoff experience factor into it?
I think
it
factors in a lot. I do. And I think, but at some point, everybody had to have their first playoff start at some point, right?
Right.
You know, if Michael King continues to do what he's done, I look at him and I go, yeah, man, I want his nasty two-seamer riding in on the hands of Corbin Carroll in a game one. You know, I want him, neutralizing Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, and he's got the stuff to do it. But then again, when they're right, Cease, Darvish, Musgrove, they all do. So it's kind of a fruitless question at this point because we don't know how it's gonna play out, but in what universe do you see a manager going, yeah, we're going to start you in the bullpen for, you know, a 3-game series? I just don't think it's going to happen, man. I really, really don't. I don't think it could happen. Adam says he doesn't think he's earned a playoff start. Also could be a weapon out of the
King?
Bullpen. Yeah. And I think he has. I think he has earned a playoff start. Who's earned it more this year? Michael King or Yu Darvish and Joe Musgrove? The answer is Michael King, bar none. Who's earned it more this year? Michael King has. So by that logic, you know, it's King and Cease, and then you figure it out.
I guess you're probably, the counterpoint would be like, no, who's earned it over the course of their career?
Sure, absolutely fair. Absolutely fair. And that's what the manager and the holistic approach is going to have to figure out. But again, we don't know anything because we don't know how it's going to play out. We don't know how much we're going to have to ride those guys.
All right, let's go back out to the phones. We got Robert calling in. Robert, you got about 30 seconds. You want to weigh in on this?
Yes, sir. I got just one thing I could say about the starting rotation that we got for this postseason coming up.
Shoot.
You know we're going to be in the postseason, bro.
Yep.
We got Joe Musgrove that shoved in New York, mm-hmm, with everybody on his back. I mean, that's the only way that I can see it going, bro. Game one.
Game one. Hopefully. All right. You're in Paulie's camp. I like it, man. I got no problem with that whatsoever. whatsoever. So Adam, by the way, I misquoted Adam. He said he has earned a playoff start. He said, but he would also be filthy out of the bullpen. Very, very good point. So yeah, King, Cease, Musgrove. Yeah,
if you split those first two, guarantee somebody's coming out of the bullpen that you probably weren't expecting game three. And if not, if you win it, then they're your game one starter in the DS.
Now, I'm excited for it. I know that, man. But these are those questions that if it doesn't work well, if it doesn't work the right way with this many quality starters as the Padres have, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I hope we don't make the wrong decision. But it's gonna be all hands on deck, man. For those three games, it's gonna be elite and electric.
I guess for me, and it's just the circumstances for Michael King, but he seems like the only one that wouldn't be weird to see coming out of the bullpen
just
in a potential game three.
Just because he's done it.
I can't see Joe coming out of the pen. Can't see Darvish coming out of the pen.
Yep.
And I just said, you shipped off so many guys to go get a frontline starter Dylan Cease.
He was your number one.
You can't have him coming out of the pen.
Nope.
I think and it's no fault of Michael King's.
Yeah, not at all.
And if you advance to the DS, King will get a start.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So,
you got to get there first.
But Janine says they better figure out how to beat the Giants first. Janine, I can always count on you for sobering reality. My sweet, sweet Janine.
Love her.
She is the best. And she just makes me insane, but I love her because she's like, you start to get a little bright side, and she just comes in and just whack right in the nuts. So she got me. Janine, thank you. You did. But she's absolutely right. We do need to figure out how to beat Logan Webb and the Giants tonight. All right, so we got, coming up next, we got Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Family Barbecue. We'll talk to him about Kumar Rocker. We'll talk to him about the playoff races going around right now. Adam just said Padres on Fangraphs, 93.3% chance to make the playoffs. The Diamondbacks at 93.2.
All right.
Go figure.
All right, I'll take that.
Yeah, I'll take that every day of the week. All right, going to be joined by Jordan Schusterman next. Stay right here. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.